The next case that we'll discuss is Broadway National Bank, but in order to get into the meat of Broadway National Bank, it's important to talk about the correction deed statutes. Correction deed statutes were created in 2011. There are not a ton of cases about them yet, just because they're still so new. And Broadway National Bank is the first time that the Texas Supreme Court took up the correction deed statute. So it's helpful, I think, to understand what the case is about, to know what the statutes are about first. So prior to 2009, if you made a mistake, which let's face it, we probably all have, you could fix your mistake with the use of a correction deed in the state of Texas. In 2009, the Texas Supreme Court decided a case called Myrad. And in Myrad, the Texas Supreme Court said, we don't know if you can really correct every mistake you make in a deed through a correction deed. Non-material mistakes, okay, we feel comfortable with that. But material mistakes, we don't think that you can do that through a correction deed. And what specifically was at issue in Myrad was the addition of a tract of land that was completely separate. It wasn't contiguous acreage or anything like that. And they had a deed, and then through the correction deed, they added a whole new tract of land. And that's what the Texas Supreme Court said you cannot accomplish through a correction deed. Fast forward to 2 years when the legislative session meets again and the legislature said, we do not like Myrad. And when you actually read the legislative notes on the correction deed statutes, they expressly say, we do not like Myrad. And so they want to create, the legislature does, a mechanism to allow parties to correct mistakes without having to go to the courthouse. So we get five statutes, which we'll go through briefly right now and then continue to go through the presentation. So the first statute says that 5.027, that you can correct an instrument that has an ambiguity or error through the use of these correction deed statutes. 5.028 talks about how to correct a non-material change, and it gives you a list of examples, such as if you have a spelling error. And if you have a non-material change, anybody with knowledge of the mistake can correct it. It does not have to be a grantor or a grantee. It could be a third party, and they can correct it, and then they have to give notice to the affected parties that that correction happened. So I actually have a personal non-material change correction deed story. My husband does commercial real estate, and he bought a property here in Houston, and you know, after recording, it says on the deed after recording returned to, and then it had our home address in Midland. The next person to close at that title company, the title attorney changed everything in the deed, but then kept the after recording returned to our home address in Midland. So it started out actually kind of fun. I got a lot of coupons on the mail, and I was like, oh, thank you, Bed Bath & Beyond and Home Depot, for welcoming us home. That's really sweet of you. But it became a little bit less fun when we started getting some real mail, like from Harris County, about this gentleman's property taxes. So I looked up what happened, realized that there was a mistake in the deed. Now, if I had knowledge about how to change after recording return to this, I, as a complete independent person to the deed, could have filed a correction deed to correct this mistake. Unfortunately, I didn't have that knowledge, so I packaged up all the mail, mailed it to the title company, and said, please fix. It's been about a year, and I haven't gotten his mail, so I'm assuming it worked. But that's non-material change correction deeds. Material change correction deeds. This is when you have a material error. It's substantive, such as if you're removing or adding land from a conveyance. And this is what Broadway National Bank is about. The language of the statute says the parties to the original transaction or the party's heirs, successors, or assigns, as applicable, must execute a material change correction deed, and then it must be recorded in the land county in which the land is. As we'll talk about later, there's nothing in 5.029 about notice as compared to 5.028. And then the last two statutes, 5.030 talks about how these are effective, that they're effective as of the date of the original conveyance, and that it provides notice to subsequent purchasers. And then finally, 5.031 talks about correction instruments executed prior to this statute, and we'll go back to 5.030 and 5.031 a little bit later. So now let's talk about Broadway National Bank. What happened here? And again, Professor Anderson gave us a little bit of preview and background here. A woman named Mary passed away, and she had four children. And when she passed away, she put all of her real property into a trust, and that included some mineral interest. Broadway National Bank was the trustee of that trust. Broadway National Bank went ahead and sent out deeds to the four children, but the fourth child, a son named John, the terms of the trust agreement only gave him a life estate in his problem. The bank accidentally gave him a deed in fee simple. This actually was recognized, and in 2006, the bank gave a new deed that conveyed the property as a life estate.